The International Labour Organization estimates that 34 million more people worldwide are unemployed now as a result of the economic crisis. At a conference yesterday in Oslo in Norway, the ILO and the International Monetary Fund brought together statesmen and business leaders from across the globe to address the issue. They warned that high unemployment has a high economic and social cost that, unless addressed, will drain the vitality out of any economy. Mr. Raymond Torres is director of the International Institute for Labour Studies. He says job security and protecting businesses from the credit crunch go hand in hand.
There will be no economic recovery from the crisis unless there is also employment recovery. The two are the two faces of the same coin. Reassuring workers, providing them with the right perspectives, but also providing businesses with a good credit policy, which has not been the case so far. Indeed, the financial sector was actually at the origin of the crisis, and the reforms in the financial sector have been very slow to come. Especially for small businesses, it's still difficult to get credit. And also businesses need a time horizon for the future, more predictable than is the case so far, for them to start investing and developing their business.